proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue our series about Solomon's Manual for Rearing Children, as contained in the book of Proverbs. Solomon instructed parents to train children to follow God's authority. The Bible taught people how they could differentiate between right and wrong. It has also instructed them about which sources of authority they needed to obey. In a world where different groups and ideas compete for an individual's adherence and allegiance, discernment becomes essential for an individual's psychological and spiritual well-being. Solomon recognized this truism. He informed his son about which authorities to follow and which authorities to shun. In this session, we look at following God's authority. God functions as the ultimate source of legitimate authority. In Proverbs 8, Solomon stated that by divine wisdom, quote, kings reign and princes decree justice, unquote. He added that, quote, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth, unquote. As Paul similarly observed in Romans 13, quote, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, unquote. In the first chapter of Proverbs, Solomon personified God by referring to him by one of his attributes, wisdom. Wisdom called for people to, quote, turn you at my reproof, unquote. Wisdom promised them that, quote, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, unquote. And pointed out that, quote, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 8 also reflected a time when Solomon personified God as wisdom. In that chapter, God invited people to, quote, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips, unquote. Wisdom added that, quote, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge, unquote. Personified as wisdom, God invited people to, quote, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not, unquote. He exhorted individuals to, quote, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it, unquote. Wisdom promised that, quote, whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord, unquote. What will happen to those who reject God and his wisdom? The answer is found in Proverbs chapter 1, where again wisdom's personification replies, quote, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have said it not all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, unquote. At that time, those who reject God will find to their distress that, quote, shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, unquote. Instead, those who spurn divine wisdom will, quote, eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, unquote. Solomon had more to say about those who rejected God and his wisdom in the 8th chapter of Proverbs. There, wisdom declared that, quote, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death, unquote. God leaves such people to their own devices. Put another way, according to Romans chapter 1, God gives such people who reject him up to things such as uncleanness, vile affections, and a reprobate mind. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.